Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, y'all, we're rerunning two episodes today. Enjoy the show. Hey, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers history one day at a time. The day was June 20th, 1900. The siege of the Legation Quarter in Beijing, China, began when Boxers and the Chinese Imperial Army attacked the thousands of foreigners and Chinese Christians who had taken refuge there. The Boxer Rebellion erupted in China in the late 1890s in response to growing Western influence in the country. After China had taken losses in the Opium Wars and the First Sino-Japanese War, people had grown frustrated with foreign control and Chinese economic affairs. Western culture and technology were upending society. A lot of the ire directed toward Western influence targeted Chinese people who had converted to Christianity. Christian missionaries took the side of Chinese Christians, and non-Christians in the country took offense to this. This is where the Boxers come in, also known as the Righteous and Harmonious Fists. The name of Boxers, given to the group by foreigners, came from the martial arts they practiced, which they believed gave them special powers. The Boxers were largely unemployed peasants and farmers. They harbored anti-foreign sentiments, and they often resorted to violent action to express their anger with foreign influence. Many Boxers were from Shandong Province, a place that had faced lots of natural disasters and had been carved up by Western imperial powers. The province became a center of the uprising. Boxers spread rumors about foreigners, and soon they had resorted to rioting, killing, and raping Christian missionaries and converts. At first, Qing troops attempted to suppress the Boxers, but in January of 1900, Empress Dowager Cixi ordered that they not be considered criminals. Qing officials encouraged Boxers in their anti-foreign and anti-Christian actions. Despite the fact that violence was escalating, many people who faced persecution chose to stay or did not have the resources to leave. By mid-1900, the rebellion had reached Beijing. Boxers were burning churches and intimidating and killing people who tried to quell the rebellion. On May 30th, foreign ministers in Beijing requested troops be sent to Beijing, and international forces began arriving in the following days to protect Westerners and Christians. But the Boxers were wreaking havoc around Beijing, destroying technology and infrastructure and committing gruesome murders. They even cut the telegraph wires going out of Beijing. Great Britain's senior foreign minister, Sir Claude MacDonald, had called for help, and a multinational relief force of 2,100 people was sent from Tianjin to Beijing. But the Empress Dowager ordered imperial troops to block their advance, and they were turned back. She also ordered that all foreigners must leave Beijing. As they were not able to or feared to do so, many foreigners were stuck in Beijing. On June 20th, the German minister was killed, and Boxers besieged the legation quarter in Beijing, or the diplomatic district. The quarter was home to diplomats from many Western countries, Japan and Russia, and it contained many international shops, missionaries, journalists, and travelers. A few thousand foreign soldiers, foreign civilians, and Chinese Christians lived or had taken refuge in the district. After the siege began, the Empress Dowager escalated tensions, opposing foreigners and aligning with the Boxers. In Beijing, a library was burned, a mine was set off under French legation, and people were killed. Violence continued outside of Beijing as well. The Qing government declared a ceasefire on legations on July 17th, but the siege would last for 55 days. Another international relief force of about 20,000 people was sent from Tianjin to Beijing in early August, reaching the city on August 14th. Empress Dowager Cixi fled to present-day Xi'an. The Boxer Rebellion ended when the Boxer Protocol was signed in September of 1901. China was ordered to pay millions of dollars in reparations to foreign nations involved in the conflict. Boxers and Chinese officials implicated in the rebellion were ordered to be punished, and Western nations were allowed to keep troops stationed in Beijing. Estimates of the death toll in the Boxer Rebellion vary, but many of the people killed were civilians, particularly Chinese Christians. The Qing dynasty fell about 10 years after the end of the rebellion. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you feel like correcting my pronunciation or my accent on anything that I've said in the show, feel free to leave a very kind comment on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. And if you'd like to learn more about the Boxer Rebellion, check out the episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class called Boxer Rebellion. And if you haven't listened already, you can check out another show I host called Unpopular. Unpopular is about people in history who challenged the status quo and sometimes had to face really harsh consequences for it. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Hey, y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History Class, a podcast that brings you a tidbit of history every day. The day was June 20th, 1975. The thriller film Jaws was released, directed by Steven Spielberg and based on a 1974 novel by Peter Benchley. The movie was at one point the highest-grossing film. It didn't hold that title for long, but it remains a pivotal blockbuster in Hollywood history. The novel Jaws is about a great white shark that attacks people in a resort town and the subsequent effort to kill the shark. The author of the book, Peter Benchley, had been interested in sharks for a while and was considering writing a story that had to do with a shark. He read an article about a great white shark that fisherman Frank Mundus caught in 1964 and found more inspiration to write Jaws. Benchley was also inspired by events like the Jersey Shore shark attacks of 1916. After the book was published in 1974, it was picked up by book sales clubs and gained a lot of traction. Richard D. Zanuck and David Brown, producers at Universal Pictures, read the book and purchased the film rights. Steven Spielberg, who had just directed his first theatrical feature, The Sugarland Express, was chosen to direct Jaws. Filming began in May of 1974 in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Mechanical sharks were made for production, and they shot the movie in the ocean. Technological issues and delays put production over budget, but the malfunctions and delays are said to have helped the movie, since they required Spielberg to shoot many scenes where the shark was not visible and its presence was only hinted at. Barrels were used to represent the shark's location, and many of the shots were just of the shark's dorsal fin. The suspense built from not seeing the shark has become one of the film's most defining and memorable features. John Williams composed the score for the movie, which is known for its ominous shark theme. Principal photography went more than 100 days over schedule. Spielberg commented that he thought his career was over because the film was so delayed. But Universal spent a lot of money on marketing the film. Spielberg, Benchley, Zanuck, and Brown toured cities promoting the book and movies. Universal spent $700,000 on a TV ad campaign. On June 20, 1975, Jaws was released in around 460 movie theaters in the U.S. and Canada. As the novel garnered more attention, the film gained more steam at the box office. On June 23, Jaws landed on the cover of Time magazine. The film was successful, so a bunch of merchandise was created to promote its release. It was expanded to hundreds more theaters, and by early 1976, it had become the highest-grossing film in the world. The film and its score won several awards. Film historians credit Jaws with paving the way for later summer Hollywood blockbusters, like Star Wars. It influenced the popularity of the summer movie season, but it also influenced a lot of films revolving around large predatory animals and left a huge mark on pop culture. I'm Eves Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also follow us on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.